Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, Kim and Pete appear to have gone hickey official.
They in the wrong tax bracket to be doing hickeys.
Right?
I will be blasting off in the next Blue Origin space launch.
Wait, this is what he's going in?
Is this it? It's Jeff Bezos' penis shit.
Tus pedos me asco, eso me desenamora. Yo no me voy a querer casar contigo, no quiero vivir contigo.
She said it made her fall out of love. That's a serious fart, bitch.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina and Hunter, get excited. It's Hickey Tuesday. Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
That is a thing. We are talking hickeys today, you guys.
Okay.
You have a lot to say about hickeys. I feel like you get hickeys.
Do you? Never seen me with it? What the f*** are you talking about?
I don't know. I just feel like you're.
Have we seen him with a hickey?
I think maybe we've seen you with one hickey,
no,
and it was an hour.
No, you've never seen me with a hickey.
I think maybe once.
I think we might have seen you with a hickey.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's more like when you and Jordan
were first, you were coming in very like. You looked very good. You were okay. There was a lot of things going on.
Hickey chic. All right, we're gonna get started because Kim and Pete appear to have gone hickey official, as we said. Yep, their date night love bite has everybody talking.
That's a lot.
That's
a lot.
Serious question. We're all grown ass people in this room. We don't want hickeys. The goal is to not get a hickey.
I feel like hickeys are never out of passion. Hickeys are. It's for marking your territory.
Agreed. Because it takes like a good, 50 seconds?
That's a lot of sucking.
It's a lot of sucking on one area that, like, he'd rather her be doing somewhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, now all of a sudden you're a prude?
What do you think about hickeys,
Hundies? Well, I'm just only talking about sex on the show.
Oh, my God.
No, I think hickeys, for me, it's like, it obviously does feel a little good.
They in the wrong tax bracket to be doing hickeys.
Right?
Like, you too rich for a hickey. Stop it.
You don't think Kanye, like, you don't think he's freaking out right now?
Oh, no. Yeah, he is.
You think he's writing a song?
Kanye is freaking out.
Yeah, Kanye is freaking out. Absolutely. Anybody would. They're not even officially divorced.
Right.
But did you see the picture that resurfaced of him and Pete at dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I have some people that have, like, been posting on their social media, and they posted that photo, and they were like, oh, never trust anyone. I'm like, first of all, you're not involved in this. Calm down. Relax. Second of all, I just feel like they're all famous. They had a famous person, mutual friend dinner at Nobu. Like, I don't think that means that Pete owes Kanye.
No.
I just think you just never know when your replacement, where they coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, be careful who you take to dinner. Pete knew when he was at that table that he was Kanye's wife.
You think he knew that?
Everybody would have, though. It's like,
You think he actually thought that?
Yes.
I'm not going to dinner with anyone ever again.
Do you think Timothy Chalamet right now is like, oh boy, I hope I'm next?
Was that?
He was at the dinner too.
Yeah. All right. In other news, Michael Strahan just found a great way to get out of the office. He made an out of this world announcement on Good Morning America.
In less than 3 weeks, on December 9th, I will be blasting off in the next Blue Origin space launch. Just 2 weeks ago, I began preparations, measuring for my flight suit. And since I clock in at 6'5", Blue Origin had me test out a flight seat.
Oh, this is comfortable.
Okay.
I feel like I'm at my barber. He's about to give me an edge up.
I am the least least impressed with people going into space. I promise you I could give a f- less.
I'm kind of with you.
Wait, this is what he's going in?
That's the, it's the...
Is this it?
It's Jeff Bezos' penis ship.
He's taking this... The steel penis into the sky.
This might be Pete Davidson's. I mean,
this. No wonder Kim was walking out that dinner looking like that.
Yeah.
This does not look. I'm sorry. I don't know nothing about this, but does it look sturdy to you?
No, that thing is shaky and rocky and definitely scary. And I am with you.
That doesn't look safe.
Well, it looks safe right now, but wait till that thing goes soft mid-flight.
And the Jonas Brothers family roast just dropped on Netflix. And my father-in-law, Dr. Phil, and someone else I know make a very special appearance.
Hey, KT. Dr. Phil. These boys have married so far over their head. It's just unbelievable.
I don't think you're the one to give advice on family dynamics. I mean, your son is here. What's up, Jordan?
Suck it, Dad.
I told you it's Dr. Phil. You know what? All of you boys are beyond my help. You are 100% f***ed and I'm out of here.
I love the little sneakers. I know he's so sweet. I love
TV. Were you there?
I was not there. You know why I was not there? It was my father's birthday.
Oh, okay.
So I was being a good daughter and had dinner.
You.
But I hadn't seen this. I didn't know what the bit was. So
when you were at your dad's dinner, did you keep reminding him that you shouldn't have been there and that there was a bigger event you could have been at?
She probably did.
This came up very last minute, and Jordan obviously was going to come to dinner and then said, I can't. And I said that, and he said, are you going to be upset? And I said, absolutely not.
More than
you were.
And then, of course, I was upset.
Yeah.
I do love all those girls. He's so cute there. I think this was fun. Look, I'm all on in on the joke stuff, so well done for them.
Yeah, I'm glad they participated. He's like best friends. People who don't know, Jordan is best friends with...
Yes.
Is he best friends with all three brothers?
I think it goes in order of
fame.
Nick, Joe, and then Kevin. I don't know. No, he is very close with all of them, all joking aside. All right, moving on. Imagine costing your company $1 million. We can't even picture it.
Wow.
After blowing it during an Adele interview, apparently that's what just got Australian TV host Matt Doran suspended from his job. He flew 10,000 miles only to have Adele's team pull the plug because he admitted he missed their email and hadn't listened to her new album.
I miss emails quite a bit.
Yeah.
But that's not the email I'd miss. And I also feel like it is... Like, if it's $1 million, have some second form of accountability. Like a producer who's like, hey, did you listen to the album? We're about to do this.
I know that you are not making this the producer's fault.
No, I'm saying it's both of their faults,
No, it is not both of their faults.
1,000%.
No, it is not 1,000%. If you are a host that is professional enough to be flying over 10,000 miles and they paid all this money, they paid six figures, it is absolutely your responsibility to do the research. Nobody should have to babysit you at that level in your career to listen to Adele's album. This is not some Z-list singer. This is Adele's album. I don't give a damn if your email wasn't working where your iTunes working. This is unequivocally the host's fault, and he should be held to the he should lose his job.
Seven figures. Also, the producer, I feel like, is still responsible a little bit.
It is not his responsibility to babysit a host ever.
Listen, if I was the producer on a show and my host didn't listen and the rug just got pulled out from underneath us, I'd be like,
what can the producer do to force the host to listen
just
to
say,
an
hey,
album?
Did you listen to the album?
Right. And if the host said nope,
then the producer is now not responsible. No. The producer
did
their job.
How did that happen?
Because he said he didn't know that there was an email. He didn't think to listen to the album.
Listen, I agree. I think that the fact that he is flying that far, you had 17 hours on a flight to listen to the whole album. But forget all of that. Don't admit it. Just bull through the email.
You can. Yeah. It's also an easy album to pretend you listen to. You just go, track number six, I cried my eyes out. And then they go, you listen to it.
He has said, though, on social media that he wasn't suspended, that he already had some planned time off, which I think he's trying to save face. But, you know, obviously he's getting a lot of fat flack. And I think, you know, just more importantly, these opportunities, are not guaranteed
to
you.
They're far and between.
Do your research.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And especially on a one-on-one, something that important.
With Adele, it's true.
Yeah.
This is the biggest release of an album in however long, so.
I had to watch 12 Love & Hip Hop episodes on a plane once before I got and did a reunion. listen to Adele.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
stop
true.
It.
All right, we have to take a break, but coming up, a reality star brags about his bedroom skills and his girlfriend disagrees. Plus, a psychic prescribes more sex. That's next. Ooh.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back, you guys. All right, TLC just released another trailer for their new season of 90 Day Fiancé, Before the 90 Days.
Yes!
Yes, exactly. And it finally looks like love conquers all.
First night together, Amena knocked out of the park.
I mean, normal. Nada del otro mundo, entonces. Tus pedos me da asco, eso me desenamora. Yo no me voy a querer casar contigo, no quiero vivir contigo.
Why don't you want to have sex with me, though?
Oh.
I don't understand. Like, this is so crazy, honestly.
Why doesn't anyone have sex with me? Can someone tell, what is going on?
Hunter, tell us.
What do you think, Hunter?
Maybe he's tired.
But also, isn't it a little bit early to be farting in front of your partner like that? Like, why is
yeah.
he, and
yeah.
he looks like.
That's just something.
You don't do it.
No.
No,
I don't think
you
it's
don't
necessary
it.
Ever, really. And I just feel like one of the, like, he needs to not do that specifically.
Yeah, I think farting in front of partners is like, I don't get how
yeah,
people
I don't
do
think
it.
It's funny.
Especially when like
it,
they have farts that don't smell good. Like, that's insane to me that if you did that once, you apologize profusely. You tell them like, hey, I get it. I'm gonna sleep in a different house tonight. And then you come back and you pretend it never happened.
The farter, I was like, really? You're comfortable to do that? Like, and she's cute. I would keep it, I don't know. This, yeah, I don't think it's gonna work out.
She said it made her fall out of love.
The fact that
that's
she was,
a serious fart, bitch.
The TLC hits just keep coming because last night they premiered their new season, Down South Spirit. Psychic Free Kinlow sat down with one of her clients and let her know she has had a big void in her life that needed fulfilling.
I hate to tell you this, and I know it's probably not a good thing to say, but I want you to go have a lot of sex. And I truly mean that. I want you to go have a lot of sex. Now, I don't say go have it with different partners.
Oh, okay.
But I do want you to have
okay.
a lot of sex because you've been deprived in that area. You've been deprived in that area.
Have you guys ever had a good positive psychic? You think this is bullshit?
I think this is a.
You are not gullible at all. I admire it. I'm like, oh, I believe everything she said.
I believe in psychics. I believe there are people who have the ability. This, I could have pulled that out of sis. You know what I mean? Like, we could
like
have
you,
this. You know, I've had this conversation with women in the line at the 99 cent store. Like, I pulled more out of somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a person who needs to hear something. So whatever you say, she's like, got it. Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah.
She hitting the table. She needed that reinforcement. So it's worth it for her because she's getting what she needs.
Well, it's also not psychic.
Right.
It's just like unqualified therapy.
No,
you know,
it's like because
she didn't go. She didn't go, you're gonna be having more sex. I can guarantee it. I see it in your future. Your passed away uncle just
what
told
just
me.
What just happened? What was that twitch? What did you just do?
Did you just tap into a spirit? What's
yeah.
going on?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
It was literally like it went like this. I was like, whoa, grandpa? Anyway, I think that this psychic is just saying, hey. Do these things. It's not psychic.
Yeah, I do get readings. I have like a reader that I use, and I don't go in with anything. She doesn't let me either. She doesn't say, like, tell me. She doesn't say anything. She's just like, let me I'll start to talk and say, well, I want to talk about it. And she's like, uh-uh.
I feel like psychics, you come in and then they go, there's someone in your life. Their name, I'll tell you exactly, their name starts with A, B, C, D, F, G.
I've never had that experience.
Let's bring your psychic.
Nope. I'm not subjecting her to foolery.
It's not foolery. I come with an open heart.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I would.
I am not bringing her to convince you of anything, because you're not going to get a good reading because you're already coming into it as a skeptic.
Are you? Can I ask you a question? Do you think you have psychic powers?
No.
Then how do you know this? I'm coming in with an open
heart.
Well,
I do have bull powers, and I can smell it a mile away.
Oh,
you
my
full
God.
Of it.
Listen, this has been a hot episode.
I like it.
Okay, there's a new contender for most up Netflix show. The Spanish series Love Never Lies makes couples take brutal lie detector tests, like how Kevin compares to his girlfriend's ex. Fortunately, there is a dubbed version, so now we can all enjoy.
On iDetect, Catherine was asked, have you had more orgasms with Elias than with Kevin?
No. Is the ex there?
No.
Lie. All this, I can't wait to watch this show. This is everything.
But how can you even really answer that? Like, you...
The thing is, it's not close. Because if it was close, you wouldn't know.
Right.
It's far off.
Right.
But, I mean, I just feel like it's not helpful to compare your past relationship to your new relationship. Things are different. There's good and bad in both.
Right. And also, by the way, like, someone making you orgasm more than the other doesn't mean the relationship was better. It is a known fact. Make you
right.
You know
it
what
is,
I mean?
It is, yeah. Well, yeah.
The good guys, you know.
They're fine.
The good guys, you got your other strengths.
Yes.
They're not always, and you know, this is only my experience and everyone around me.
Right.
Not, you know, can't speak for everybody. But the people that are probably the best at sex are usually not like the greatest guy.
Because that is their priority. They want to focus on making that the best experience versus anything else. I get that. I think that theory is completely accurate.
I think the nice guys, they're really trying to be nice because they're a little insecure. They're like, oh, I'm going to be really nice to maybe make up for the fact that I don't feel as confident in this or in this about my life.
But the thing is, the boys are insecure too.
They're all...
The boys are insecure as well.
Yeah, they're but not, they hide it
you know,
so deep.
It's they're not really. They're very transparent with
to
their
you because you're a psychic. You have that. You do have boy psychic abilities.
We have to take another break, but coming up, we crown the ultimate champion in the bedroom. Spoiler: Hunter didn't win.
We'll see about that.
What's next? All right, we all love a good viral moment. So who's ready for a dose of Joseph Soch, love this one. Okay, first up, you may have seen this clip making the rounds this weekend. A group of people collected money that flew out of an armored car on the freeway.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nina's like, what the f-? But now police are saying they have to return it or face criminal charges.
This is the most insane thing I've ever seen. Someone dropped money all over the freeway. San Diego has shut down. Literally, it has shut down. Look at the freeway right now. Oh my gosh.
Then we go to scissor that baby.
He's gone.
Wow.
He's gone, bro.
Dumb are you to film that?
So if you had to pull over on the freeway and there was money everywhere, are you picking some up?
Not if it's Sizzler money. That's ones and twos, baby.
You know, I don't know how this is. This is the thing. It came out of an armored car.
Yes.
So this is not like somebody, their own money flew away, right? It's the government's money.
Oh, they said it's the government's money?
Yeah, they said it's the government's
money. So isn't that money we paid them anyway?
Oh, yeah, it's our money.
Our man.
They keep asking us for a lot, and I'm just not into it.
They said there was a malfunction. So there was a reporter who talked about this later and said that, so two people were arrested on the scene because they were so excited. They got out, they left their keys in the car. I think they locked themselves out. So when the police came and everybody scattered, they weren't able to leave. They got arrested on the scene. And the reporter is saying that they, because this woman videotaped it, they're going to go back and track her and the people she was with.
She's an influencer.
Yeah.
She's like got a big following on TikTok and everything.
I don't know why she would film this.
I mean, I would have picked up a lot of that money, just saying.
No, you wouldn't have.
No, I would have.
What are you talking about?
If there was money all over the freeway and I had to pull over because of it, I would pick up some money, whether it be $10 or not.
I've seen you try to bend over recently. You're not picking up any money.
Well, I would have some. All right. There's a new sport dominating headlines, and now they even have their own pay-per-view event in January.
Oh.
Get ready for the Pillow Fighting Championship, which is exactly what it sounds like.
These don't look like pillows to me, though. This looks like a bag.
It looks like a bag of sand.
Yeah, it looks like it has stuff. Like, it doesn't look soft at all. Like, these are different types of pillows.
But. Yeah. If you guys are wondering, it does go to knockout. Like, that's the only way that it ends. And so each.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, each fight's about 3,000 rounds.
I don't know if you've been in a pillow fight, but it's not like the cutesy thing. People get aggressive during a pillow fight. Like, we would end up really fighting.
Do you and Dill have a lot of pillow fights?
Dill.
I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this year said, not today, Satan. It was the first day of hunting season, so this buck broke into a church.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
What is happening?
That is a buck. No, don't go up there. He went through the window in the auditorium.
Right there.
Yes.
What a cute. I was worried. I was like, are they going to shoot this deer?
Okay. They did right after the video ended. For sure.
Dang, he just went right out the window, baby. He didn't care about nobody's door.
Nope.
I was just on Laurel Canyon the other day, and the deer ran right in front of this car. It freaked that car out.
It's really scary.
Yeah.
You can hit them.
The guy was like, can you believe it? Like, we in a whole canyon, sir. Yes.
Yeah.
I can't. We in their territory. Yeah, I can believe it. Get your ass to Sunset.
Yeah.
Get your ass to Sunset.
Deers really cars up. They'll kill people.
They'll kill people. It's scary. I have deers that visit me on my hillside almost every day. My dog hates them. They do. Am I not allowed to share my deer story?
The deer, they don't give a damn about you. So you have to watch out for them.
Oh,
and it can be dangerous, especially if somebody's behind you. It's like serious business.
It's bad. You should get rid of those deers because they're a hazard to other people.
Yeah.
Have yourself a little mozzarella and venison pizza in that new oven you got, you know?
Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank God. We are out of time. Venison pizza. Make our holiday wish come true and set your DVR so you don't miss us tomorrow night or any night of the week. We will see you guys then. Bye.
Woo!